And once again, the governor of the great state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor, excellent job from my point of view on your fourth State of the State address. Nice to have you back with us this morning. Good morning.
Thanks, Paul W. Good to be with you. And it was really neat to be at Detroit Diesel last night. It was just a phenomenal facility that represents, you know, where we are headed as a state. And so it was great. I look forward to, you know, working on this agenda with the legislature. And I'm very optimistic, especially after that huge GM announcement earlier this week that we all worked so hard on together.
Yeah, how did you work that timing? That couldn't have been any better. I mean, the day before you have to do your state of the state to get a $7 billion plus present like that from Mary Barra and the hardworking men and women of General Motors. Did that just happen, or had you guys been working together?
We've been working for a long time on this. And you know, Paul W., you and I chatted back during the pancake breakfast for the Detroit Parade Company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told you that. You know, there's a narrative out there that we're not working together. We're not getting things done in economic development. I said, it's just not true. We've been at it with our utility partners, the business community, Republicans and Democrats, the legislature, my office, MEDC. And you see the fruits of that in this incredible investment. And we're just so thrilled about it because it's really important for GM. It's really important for the state of Michigan.
Well, as you pointed out, Governor, it does send the message to the rest of the country. I mean, let's face it, after we kind of all got slapped into reality when Ford Motor Company said, oh, by the way, we're taking our $11 billion project outside of Michigan because Michigan wasn't ready for it or didn't have what we were looking for or whatever their reason was. That kind of slapped us all in the face and got us moving on this. And now this proves that we are ready and that we can, even if we weren't then, we are now, to be able to do a deal like this with General Motors. Do you agree?
Absolutely. We're going to win. We are in competition with the whole world. We want to make sure that as especially our incumbent businesses look to invest, they think Michigan first, but also, you know, we're going to show the world. And I think the narrative has been turned on its head. They used to think, oh, we didn't have the tools other states had. We moved too slow. Everything's dysfunctional. And we turned that on its head in the last couple of months. And we're going to continue to put our foot on the accelerator.
I've asked every governor this, so I'm asking you this, Governor Whitmer, and that is, I know you work very hard on this. I know you go over it time and time again. But is there anything that as you stepped off the stage or on the drive home, or even waking up this morning, that you wish that you would have said, or that you wish you wouldn't have said?
You know, the nature of a State of the State address is you only have so much time, and you put big ideas out there, and having been a member of the legislature, they always want more details, and they're going to, you know, pick apart things, but it's really about setting an agenda that unites us, where we can find common ground. It feels like everything in this moment is so polarizing and political, and yet we've got important issues we got to tackle. So I laid some of that out. We'll continue this work in the budget that I'll be introducing in 2 weeks. So I think you'll see even more heft behind the priorities that unite us and are going to prepare our kids and create real opportunity and relief for a lot of people in Michigan who are struggling with the high cost of inflation right now. We can do a lot of good because we've got resources that we haven't had in a long time.
We do have those resources. And I spoke with Sandy Baruja earlier about this from the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber. How do you, as the head of our state, how do you keep yourself from getting a little drunk with all this money that isn't going to be here forever, hasn't been here before, will maybe never be here again? There's a lot of money that we're flush with that I don't think we should get used to it and start programs that we may not be able to fund in the years ahead. What are your thoughts about this? How are you tempering all this?
Well, we have to be strategic, right? Some of these resources are one time, and so it would be foolish to build out things we can't sustain. That's just not a great strategy. And that's why I worked with the business community to make sure that we've got the Michigan New Economy Plan is really focused on setting the table for prosperity and long-term growth. It's using one-time dollars and ways that will, in one-time investments, that'll make a big difference putting us on that path. On the other side of the ledger, we've got some ongoing additional resources. We've had good management through this pandemic. We even got credit rating upgrade in the middle of all the chaos we've been navigating. And so we can make longer term investments on that side of the equation. So it's complicated, but we haven't had a problem of trying to figure out how to make investments in decades. And so this is a good problem to have, but we got to be strategic, as you said. And that's why I think my new economy plan is really a way to set the table for creating long-term opportunity in Michigan.
And speaking of table, boy, you've given me two lead-ins right away as we're talking. I appreciate that. We're taking this act down the road. You said table, and what you talked about last night were kitchen table issues. Can't go wrong with that, Governor.
Well, that's, you know, Michiganders we're hardworking people. We expect government to work as hard as we do and to solve problems. And whether it's on infrastructure or it's giving tax relief to our seniors or it's historic investments in our education system so our kids can be in class and have the wraparound supports they need to get on track after this incredible global disruption. These are the kitchen table issues. This is what I've always been centered on. And, you know, I know some are going to look to figure out where we can divide. I'm going to look to see where we can unite. And I think it's around these issues because that's what Michigan families and Michigan businesses need us to focus on.
Do you feel that you're getting that point across and that you have some unity in that? I don't want to put words in Senator Mike Shirky's mouth, but at least before the speech, it sounded like he was all in on some of the things you've been talking about.
You know what? I believe we have an opportunity, and I know we have a duty to do everything we can to realize that opportunity for the people we serve. We showed we're capable of it with this historic General Motors announcement. We have made, I gave you a litany of places where we worked in a bipartisan manner to get things done that really helps people in the state. We can't let, you know, our political differences or the climate dictate how we act. I'm going to stay focused on finding that common ground, and I'm going to create a seat at the table for everyone who can make that same commitment.
I hate to bring it up. You kind of referenced it a little last night, but the headlines in the paper this week, bid to dismiss Whitmer kidnap plot case denied. That's been the most bizarre ongoing story that we've ever seen. I know you'd like to have it behind you, and your family would like to have it behind you as well.
But it's, you know, I do get asked that all the time, you know, with all the stuff we've had to navigate, why do I still feel so optimistic and want to continue to forge ahead? And, you know, I'm not going to get distracted by all that. I'm going to stay focused. I'm encouraged. I love this state. I want my kids and I want your kids and all Michigan kids to feel that same way, that pride, and to make their lives here. And that's what centers my work. All that other stuff that's going on, I don't pay a lot of attention to or put any energy into because I know wise people put their energy into things they can get done. That's where I'm going to continue to focus.
Any last thoughts, Governor, before we let you go?
Just stay healthy, Paul W., and thank you for giving me the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
By the way, how is your husband, the good doctor? We're going to run out of time here, but is he all healed from COVID?
Oh, yeah, he's great. And being boosted meant it just felt like a bad cold for a couple of days. So
okay.
Encourage people to go out and get boosted if they haven't yet or get vaccinated.
Absolutely.
If they haven't.
Thank you, Governor. Great job last night on State of the State. We'll wait for all the facts and details and budget talks, everything else to come our way. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.